Good morning and welcome back to Giants.com. Alongside Jeff Fiegels, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the Giants in 90. The Giants will be hosting the Redskins on Sunday. And Jeff, let's talk about the Redskins personnel, starting with the quarterback position, which right now is a big question mark. Yep. Colt McCoy left the game against St. Louis with a neck injury. He was replaced by RG3. Right now it's a guessing game who will be under center Sunday.
Yeah, you know, Colt McCoy has done a nice job for the Redskins. He did end up beating the Dallas Cowboys, but now RG3 is up and the Giants have to do a better job of containing him on that read option. Something they didn't do a good job with when they played Seattle with Wilson and against Jacksonville with Blake Bortles.
One issue for the Washington Redskins has been protecting the quarterback, whoever has been under center. During their current five-game losing streak, they've allowed five sacks or more in each of these five contests, and the Giants have had 15 sacks in the last two games combined.
And if you're the defensive line for the Giants, you're licking your chops because of what you've done in the last couple weeks, and it's what have you done for me lately? This Giants defense has gotten it done, forcing turnovers and getting after the quarterback, something they'll have to do this week against RG3 to come up with the victory.
And the lack of pass protection has forced some struggles in the passing game. The Giants did a nice job defensively, Jeff, against DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon, and Jackson's dealing with that shin injury now.
And also, you know, you got their defense for the Redskins. They like to blitz a lot. In the last couple weeks, the Giants have done a good job at that, but, you know, containing DeSean Jackson, if he does play, is certainly a priority.
For Jeff Fiegels, I'm Lance Meadow. That is Giants in 90 here on Giants.com.